buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
You really care? Because people can smell BS from a mile away. Larry and Colin will be talking about showing genuine care for customers. Like, how do you show you really care? How do you invest in relationships? And how can sellers care more and BS less? Find the answers by jumping in on this final cut with Larry Long Jr. in Sales Transformation.
Because, you know, if things are changing at such a fast pace, Even things that worked last month aren't working this month. You know, people are, you know, email opens are down, but, you know, people are picking up the phone because they want to connect with other individuals. They're not in the office. They like talking. They want to shoot the breeze and build a relationship with you. There's so many people that are survivors that are stepping up and investing more in relationships, investing more in people than just trying to get the sale or earn the commission. And you see a lot of that. And those are the people that are going to survive, especially in times like now.
And people, they can smell BS a mile away. I hate to break it to you, Colin, but they can tell if you're genuine or not. If you really care about other people. Martin Luther King Jr. has a quote that I love. Life's most urgent and most persistent question is, what are you doing to help others? And essentially, if you genuinely care about helping others, it's going to show in your actions. It's going to come through in your tone. It's going to come through in just your essence of what you do. Whereas if you're, I like to call them me monsters. If you're a me monster, that shines through and people don't like to be around me monsters because all you care about is me, 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 me. No. What's in it for the other person? If you are truly genuine, it shines through. And I just encourage everyone to really care about people. When you care about people, you're curious. You ask questions. You work on nurturing the relationship. We all know that courtesy of Steve Nudelberg, the difference between contacts and contracts is the letter R, and that R stands for genuine relationship. You said it earlier. It's not what you know, and it's not even who you know. It's who knows you and who trusts you and who believes in you that makes things happen.
100%. And the difference is sometimes it's just the small stuff. You know, if you're a sales professional, you're like, how do I care more? How do I invest in relationships? You know, do things for your prospects, do things for your customers without expecting anything in return. Yeah. And you know, what you said is so important. If you're one of those me monsters, right? And what does that look like? Well, that's the person that's sitting there on the demo, just beating on their chest, talking about how great they are and their features and their benefits and how many awards they won and why you should buy from them, right? But the people that actually care, what shows, and it's such a small thing, it's the people that are doing less of the talking, asking more questions and doing more listening. And, you know, sometimes just the small thing of really listening shows how much you care, because if your prospect says something and you don't ask a good question because you weren't paying attention because you were too worried about what you were going to say next, that they pick up on that right away. And those small things make the biggest differences.
You're so true. I mean, you hit that right on the head right there, Colin. The little things mean so much, whether it's a handwritten thank you note. And today, I mean, I'm going to show you. Let me see. Where are they? I've got them somewhere. Here they go. I knew I had them. Yeah, I practice what I preach. These are thank you notes. And in the spirit of keeping my droplets to myself, I wrote them and then I took a picture and I either emailed it, I texted it, I sent it on Facebook Messenger, letting people know that I'm not going to just tell you thank you, but I'm going to write it, take the time, and specifically let you know what I'm thankful for. Those little things mean so much. Mm. It's in the details.
Yeah. So now you're going to sanitize it, put a pair of gloves in there and mail it out, right?
I'm going to keep being creative. My go-to right now, and don't tell nobody else. I know you got listeners out there. My go-to is LinkedIn Mobile. On the LinkedIn Mobile, you can click the plus sign on the left side of the chat box and you can send GIFs or GIFs. I don't know how you pronounce it, but I've engaged with Jerome Bettis, who, if there's any Pittsburgh Steelers fans out there, the bus, I engaged with Bo Jackson, who was my childhood hero. Bo knows. Well, now I can say Bo knows Larry. And I sent him a GIF of him playing with the Royals when he slid in and then he hopped up off of his back and he responded back. I'm fostering that relationship. I'm not asking him for anything. I'm sure he gets asked every day for something. I asked him, how can I help you, Bo? What can Larry? Larry knows a thing or two and Larry can help. I just threw it out there. So it's being creative. It's being genuine, being authentic. I'm not saying you got to be like me because not many people can be like me. You don't want to be like me, but you want to be like me.
Not many people carry around a hot. Yeah, not many people are carrying around a hot pink Louisville Slugger. So, yeah, you got to think outside the box. And, you know, the things that are super effective are the things that you can't scale. There are so many things that we automate these days. And I'm not saying that those things are wrong or that we shouldn't do those. Those are one channel, right? But the hot list, the dream list, the, like, you know, holy grail of clients that you want. Invest the time. You know, I have a good friend who's one of the top, you know, enterprise sales executives at Salesforce, Ian Koniec. And, you know, he says, do more with less people. And that's the key to his success. Do more with less people. So he spends lots of time researching. He spends lots of time really thoughtful ways of outreaching and engaging and interacting with the people. He doesn't have a huge list of clients, but he's the top sales rep at one of the biggest SaaS companies that we all know of. So
love it.
It works.
I love it. That's so true. You couldn't have said it any better.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow as we are here for you every day, weekends included, to help you transform the way you sell.